Your job, you're shrieking, you shriek for a living, you're nuts, 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 and you get paid for it. Nah, I tell you who really has it. I don't have it made. I tell you who has it made. The police have it made. Oh, man, can you imagine going to work every day, strapping on a rod first thing in the morning? Ah! Oh, that's great. I remember when I used to be a lawman. I'd stand naked in the bathroom, and I'd put my gun belt on. There I'd be, buck-naked with my big Sam Brown on, with my keys, with my cuffs, with my mace, with my rod. Sometimes I'd pull that gun out, and I'd be two-fisted. It'd like a, I'd be, bop-bop, bop-bop, bop-bop. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap out a gun and pin on a bag and become duty, so you work part-time in a department store. You dress casual. Your shirt hanging out of your pants to hide that big magnum. You like working in a department store. You feel a personal pride. That's the reason prices are so out of line. Shoplifting maggots! You walk up and down the aisles. Your eyes kicking back and forth. Suddenly you see him. There he is, standing in the appliance section, looking awfully suspicious. So are you behind a rack of coats and you watch him. Sure enough, he's got some batteries in his hand. He's looking around furtively. He puts the batteries in his pocket and starts walking briskly toward the door. Aha! You scream as you take that magnum out of the holster and go walking towards him. You say, "Halt! Police!" He sees you coming and he takes off. Fire a lead love note in his direction. It bangs into the appliance counter as he hot foots it around the corner and hides behind a rack of coats. You compound it after him. You momentarily lose him. You say to the dip behind the perfume counter, "Hey, buddy, I'm on the hot pursuit of a shoplifter. That's the reason prices are so out of line. Shoplifting people in the store. Did you see which way he went?" He just looks at you blankly. "I said I'm looking for a shoplifter."
"I don't care."
"Well, all right. Well, then go back to selling your perfume, you virus laden maggot." Suddenly you see a rustling. There he is, headed for the changing room. All the store employees are lying flat on the ground as you head for the changing room. You walk in there casually. You don't know if he's armed. There's a whole row of little booths with curtains in front of them. You go walking down there, looking underneath each one. Suddenly you hear the sound of breathing behind one of them. Someone standing on the bench. Someone trying to avoid being detected. You just whip that thing and you vanish. Yeah, the curtain's alive. Yeah, when you open the curtain, there he is, just kind of standing there, cowering. You say, "All right, you maggot. You want to shoplift batteries? Great. We'll take you downtown and put you in a dry cell. Somebody grab this maggot in there. Bug him." You're rocking with the best.